ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8, found in As-Sahif As-Sajjadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin. We go to the part where the Imam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from وَمُتَابَعَةِ الْهَوَى, to follow one's caprice or to follow one's desires. Now, hawa in Arabic, linguistically, it means love of something or wanting it. That's what hawa means in Arabic. Without trying to differentiate between whether the thing that you love is a good thing or a bad thing. It's something that's praised or something that frowned upon. Without any differentiation. Ugly or beautiful. Never mind. Hawa means loving something, wanting something, regardless of what it is. And hawa is related to the nafs of the human being, to the soul of the human being, to the essence of the human being, what makes me, not the body, right? The inside of the body. And it makes a person, this hawa, this love and wanting for things, it makes a person, it gives orders to the person to do things on the outside. Now, these orders, whether they are good or bad as well, a person should not follow himself. Because even if the self gives you orders and the good thing, well, usually we say this goes against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Because Allah wants what He wants, not what yourself wants, okay? So let's say Shaitan, for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to prostrate, he refused because he said, well, I'll prostrate to you, O Allah, thousands of years. What I feel like, not what you feel like. Allah said, no thanks. Let us take a break and then we'll continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we're looking at hawa nafs, the needs and wants of the soul. So we said following one's desires or one's wants when it comes to his nafs, actually from an ethical background, from an ethical aspect, it's looked at as shirkun billah, as taking partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah wants and I want. And this is just playing the opposites compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mu'min should always have in mind that he will always do what Allah wants from him. Therefore, he should not have wants when it comes to things that are not allowed for him, not permitted for him. So the Imam alayhi salam, when he says, وَمُتَابَعَةُ الْهَوَىٰ, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from following my desires. I mean, just continuing with that path. It's like, I don't want that. Which is, that will take a person and makes him commit haram and to just to indulge himself because he have this so much love. And this concept of hawa, of self-want and self-need and self-gratification, in fact, the Quran looks at it as an ilah, as a god. And the Quran makes that very clearly. And he says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَهُ. Have you not seen he who took his own hawa, his love for oneself, as a god? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. And Allah has misguided this person while he has knowledge of him being misguided. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ. And Allah sealed his hearing. وَقَلْبِهِ. And his heart. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غُشَاوًا. And he put a veil in front of their eyes. And then Allah says, فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Who would guide him after that? مِنْ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ. If Allah does not guide him, who will? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Don't you remember? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to me, saying, he's saying that you start to love things and you start to want things so much so that it becomes the only thing that you seek and the only thing that you worship. And a lot of people, without realizing, they fall into this category. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now we were saying that human beings, sometimes we love ourselves and we have so much hawa and wanting and desires that we start to worship them. Obviously, no one says, yeah, I worship it, but in action, we do. So sometimes you see people, their main aim in life is just to make money. They're constantly talking about money, constantly trying to make money. Life to them is all about money. Every time you sit with them is money, money, money. Nothing else but money. So you can see that the desires became so occupied that they just want to fulfill that desire, that hawa, that love of money. And Allah says they have made their money their god. And thus you'll find in the American dollar, in God we trust. Basically, it is says in the dollar we trust, not God. And sometimes you have people who have the same desires and same passion when it comes to, for example, the opposite gender, to males or females. So when it comes to their sexuality, it becomes their god. Some people have this love when it comes to themselves, when it comes to food. They have so much passion about food, it becomes also their gods. So Allah says, اتخذ إله هوا. He took his own desires and his own pleasures as god. And each one of us, if we're not careful, we will find that we have so many gods in our lives that we worship. We worship our kids, our families, our wives, our husbands, our cars, our houses, our wealth, our positions at work. So much things we worship because we're so attached to them. Allah says, if you do get attached to these things, to the materialistic matter, because yourself wants it, then keep in mind that you're taking partners to me. Sometimes a person gets attached so much to his phone that becomes his God. He just, you know, has that the iPhone has to be protected with wherever it takes. When it comes to Salah, who cares? When it comes to Quran, who cares? Phone has to be protected. So we take so many things as gods without realizing. We have to be very, very careful. We will continue this topic, inshallah, in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد